The U.S. end of the span has been a mess for years, while the Niagara Falls Bridge Commission spent $127 million fixing up the Ontario end, with the Canadian government kicking in half. It cleared up years of traffic problems, and the commission shifted to the U.S. end problems. The General Services Administration issued a critical designation, clearing the way for a lease to finance construction. Congressman Chris Collins says we need those Canadian travelers spending money.
That sales tax piece is not a for sure. It depends on the Canadians crossing over, and certainly the strong dollar today is not helping us. The Canadian dollar was almost at par 2 years ago, and now it's at 75 cents. So those are some stiff winds in our face, and then you throw in a delay at the border, and that's a killer.
Besides the tax lessons from his time as Erie County Executive, Collins says business people he knows say border delays hurt the economy because so much depends on quick travel both ways. He promises to get the money for the project, with Bridge Commission GM Lou Holloway saying if Washington signs a lease for the facilities within a month and the $64 million comes through quickly, this project might be done late in 2018. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.